Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom, but the stock market isn't. Now, the stock market's not working on your financial freedom. Did you see what it did today? Well, on the Dow, it gapped down. What does that mean? Well, gapping down means that when the markets opened today, the opening price was actually lower than the closing price of the previous trading period. And that gap, that difference, is called a gap down. And that's what the stock market did today. Now, I didn't do anything to create that. I know you didn't do anything to create that. I know the guy down the block, he had no control over that either. Yet that's what we woke up to this morning. Now, Jim Cramer, here's a guy that's been on CNBC for a very long time. And I remember back in Jim Cramer's original days, he was kind of notorious for getting information maybe a little bit wrong. In other words, he would make a prediction, he would stand by that prediction, and then life would happen, and the market would do whatever the market would do. And then Jim Cramer, he had a little crow on his plate, so to speak. Yeah. Now, I'm not picking on Jim Cramer, because Jim Cramer's a man just like I am, probably like you are, unless, of course, you're a woman, in which case Jim Cramer has no specialized predictive analysis skills any more than I do. Now, he may have worked on some things to help him kind of assume what the future might hold based on indications he's been getting in the market. Okay, I'll give him that. That's what he does. And I'm not picking on Jim Cramer. But here's what Jim Cramer said today. And you either have to believe him or you have to push whatever he said to the trash heap, because you either believe him or you don't. So what did he say? Well, Cramer said this. The U.S. stock market is in a sell-off period that could last a couple of months. And he advised to act accordingly. What does that mean? React accordingly. Do you have a game plan? Do you have something in place to protect the gains that you've made in the stock market? Do you have stop losses in place? I mean, what is it that you have that exists in your portfolio right now that will protect you from a drop in the stock market? And for most of you, the answer is, well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I know. Because that's what happens in the stock market. You're riding along, fat, dumb, and happy. Everything is going along great. The stock market is going up. We get into a pandemic. The stock market panics. And then it comes back. Fortunately for you, so you dodged a big bullet. Maybe you got a little bit of dollar cost averaging in there, but you know, with that deep V the way it was, chances are you weren't able to really benefit from that because you only purchased your share of mutual funds or stocks on the first day of the month. And a lot of that V-shaped stuff happened on other days of the month. Yeah, that's just the way it is. So you're thinking to yourself, I'm sitting on big piles of money. Big piles of money. I've got a friend that has a pretty healthy 401k. And I've been talking to him periodically about repurposing that 401k. Now, his wife, she's opposed to that. She thinks that doing something like that is extremely risky. She thinks that if they tap that money, first of all, she knows because they're not older than 59 and a half. She knows that there's a 10% ignorance penalty that the government lays on you. And I call it an ignorance penalty because you didn't know that when you got involved with those types of investment vehicles, you didn't know, or at least you didn't consider the fact that maybe somewhere in the future you might consider taking that money out before the government tells you it's permissible. And to be honest with you, I'm not a big fan of the government telling me what to do with my money. I mean, the government's got their hands too deep into my pockets as it is. And I just don't like the fact that they tell me, this is how you got to do stuff. So his wife knows there's a 10% penalty that would be imposed upon them if that they take that money out. Here's the other problem that they have. Taxes are going to be due on that money. Yeah, and I happen to know this individual because he doesn't have any real estate in his portfolio other than the fact that he owns his principal residence, which, to be honest with you, that is not an investment. That is you buying a house to live in and consume. That thing isn't providing you any income streams. So as a result of all that, I know that he's actually in a much higher tax bracket than he wants to be in because he works for a living. He makes a decent income. His wife works for a living. She makes a decent income. When you take those two decent incomes and you put them together, that amasses to a lot of money that they pay a lot of taxes on. And given what the House of Representatives are trying to do right now, they want to push those taxes up. Now, they've got it all disguised. It's all disguised as a tax on the uber rich. You're going to be fine. And that's never the case. You know that to be true. I know that to be true. There's going to be something in that proposal that, if passed, is going to bite you and I on the ankle. So what am I getting at? Well, I think that right now, if you are heavily invested in the stock market, you need to buckle up. I think you need to buckle up. Now, I'm not predicting a crash to the stock market. As a matter of fact, that's the last thing I want to see happen to anybody. But I am here to tell you this. That stock market is going to do what that stock market is going to do, and you have absolutely zero control over it. You might as well try and catch a bullet out of thin air. That would be easier than controlling the markets. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into it. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Sorry, I'm just texting my daughter right now because over the weekend, my daughter moved in to her own place. She and her boyfriend elected to get an apartment together, and they moved in. So, you know, being the proud papa that I am, okay, I'm not necessarily super proud that my daughter's moving in to an apartment with her boyfriend because they're not married. I mean, that's just kind of how I roll. But having said that, I don't run her life for her. She is an adult, and I will respect her wishes while always being there to support her in any way I can. I just can't run her life for her. So anyhow, what occurred over the weekend was we went to my daughter's aid and we helped her move into her apartment. In other words, we helped her move everything out of where we're currently living over to her place. And then we went to storage where all of our household goods are at, because right now I'm in the middle of a transitional move myself. So I'm living as a renter in somebody else's property. We went and got her stuff out of storage and we took it to her apartment. Now, the first thing that hit me square in the face was the fact that this apartment really was not ready to be rented out. It was not, at least based on a Lifestyles Unlimited standard. Now, one of the things that I noticed when I got to this apartment community was a bunch of signs saying, hey, we're doing this, new owners, blah, 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 which tells me that the complex itself was transacted to somebody else. Now, I'm pretty confident that whoever bought this apartment community is not a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And the reason I know this is because when I walked into this unit that my daughter had selected to rent, and in fairness to her, there's a lot of competition out there to find anything available right now. Well, when I walked into this unit, there was lipstick on a pig. Yeah, there was lipstick on a pig. And what does that mean? Okay, it means that somebody had put down like kind of vinyl newish flooring and it looked like the place had been painted and the appliances were all matching and they were all the same brand. And there were some upgraded, you know, granite in a very small kitchen space. But as you walked through the unit, you realized that the foundation had problems. Yeah, the foundations had problems. As a matter of fact, going up to the apartment, there's actually a 5-step stairs that you go up. And as soon as you step on those stairs, you start to feel like you're on a motion ride at Six Flags. You do, because everything is all wonky, which is just more indication of foundation problems. And then, of course, driving into the complex, it's like 4-wheel drive. Okay, so right off the bat, I already know that whoever bought this thing knowing that there are foundation issues with the property. Now, can those things be remediated? Absolutely, they can. They can. It does take some time, and it does take some effort. I guess the issue I have with whoever bought this apartment is the fact that they are continuing to lease out units that were vacant instead of remediating those units and really getting them up to a certain standard, a certain level of quality. And that's pretty much why I know that whoever bought that apartment complex is not a Lifestyles Unlimited member, because that's not how we roll. We don't just start renting out lousy units that don't meet our standards just because we're trying to get rent. No, we would go into that project knowing full well that that particular property is affected by shifting soils. And that can be remediated, but there's a price to do that. There's a cost associated with doing that. And you build all that into your analysis before you even make an offer on the property. Or actually, you make an offer on the property, but then you have to do all your inspections and things like that. So it gives you a time period where you can go, okay, I'm still in, or, oh man, dude, you did not disclose to me everything that's wrong with this place. And as a result of that, we need to talk about pricing. Yeah. So anyhow, she was just responding to me because I was livid. Not only had she moved into this particular unit and it was not ready to go, the air conditioning was not functional. No, it wasn't functional. So over the entire weekend, her apartment was like, and I texted her periodically, it's like, what's temperature now? 84, a little later on in the day. What's temperature now? 86. Okay, so that just upsets me that, first of all, whoever is managing that on behalf of the owners didn't even know the status of that particular unit, didn't even bother to go in there and check to see if everything was functional and working. So this is where I left it with my daughter on Saturday, as I was about ready to march over to the leasing office and give them a piece of my mind, which would not have been appropriate because I don't have a business relationship with these people. And my daughter said, Dad, don't do that. Okay, so I listened to my daughter and I told her this. What you need to do first thing in the morning is you need to go over to that leasing office with, oh, by the way, they gave her a walkthrough form. Yeah, they gave her a walkthrough form. They said, here, do your own walkthrough. And I said, oh, really? They give you your own walkthrough form? There's nobody here to, like, verify that the information you're putting on here is valid and correct? And she said, yeah. I said, then mark everything broken. Well, Dad, not everything's broken. Well, they don't know that, and they obviously don't even care, or they would have been here doing the walkthrough with you. That's why I think that there's some severe issues at this property. Having said that, my daughter, who is a Lifestyles Unlimited member, yes, she is, with not a lot of experience. I mean, she's only 21 years of age, okay? She took the bull by the horns. She went over to the leasing office this morning. She did not put things on the list that were actually working. She only addressed the 32 different items, of which three are health and safety related. And she went over there and said, you need to remedy this right now, or you're going to have to let me out of the lease. Well, you know what they're doing right now? They are jumping through hoops. They're jumping through hoops because they know they're wrong. They know they're violating all kinds of just things. We'll just leave it at that. So my daughter's getting the attention she needs. So I was texting her going, okay, good job. Way to stick to your guns. And you're thinking to yourself, dude, we were talking about the stock market, and now you're talking about your daughter living in an apartment community. What do these two things have to do with anything? Well, here's what they have to do with anything. First of all, the stock market is a place that everybody is told that's where you need to invest. That's how you're going to make your money. That's how you're going to get out of middle class and get to a place of wealth. That's what everybody's taught. You were taught that. I was taught that. And then on the other hand, the real estate investing thing, that's never addressed to us. Yet, as we move through our lives, we either are consumers of property. In other words, we actually go out and buy a property to live in it, and we use it, and we wear it out, and then maybe we fix it up before we sell it, or we just become residents. We become renters of property that somebody else owns. And here's the interesting thing. When you become a resident of an investment, you actually have to, like, fill out documents that qualify where everything's at. And I know I'm confusing the heck out of you. So let's do this. When we come back from the break, I'll make sense of all of this. I promise you.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange. And we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let's switch gears and go back to the stock market. Let me just tell you some of the headlines that I'm seeing in my news feeds today. Dow skids 700 points. As implosion of China's Evergrande, or it's probably Evergrande, and it's got an E at the end, rattles U.S. stock investors. Yeah. What do you know about a Chinese property developer? Probably nothing, right? But apparently this Chinese property developer, whatever is going on in that particular company, and the fact that there are a bunch of people that apparently put money towards that company for whatever reason, that stock is not doing very well. And as a result, that stock is apparently impacting the entire Dow Jones to the point where it dropped 700 points. Now, 700 points may not seem like a big number to you. I will tell you that back in the days when I was investing in the stock market, a 700 point drop was the kiss of death. It was the kiss of death. But ironically, in today's higher price market. 700 points doesn't seem like that much, does it? It doesn't seem like enough to shock you and make you think that everything's going to be okay. Or is it? Here's another one. Oh, by the way, that last story I do need to cite. I failed to cite that. That came from MarketWatch. Now, Barron's, they're kind of saying the same thing, but they're just saying it in a different way. They're saying big tech stocks, there we go, there's an S on the end, are tumbling in the market swoon. They're saying that Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, Alphabet, and Amazon shares are sliding into the red. Yeah, they're saying that all these bellwethers that you're probably invested in are, for whatever reason, not doing well. So the question I have is this. Did Microsoft and Apple and Facebook and Alphabet and Amazon, did they all get together and come up with some stupid business plan that failed them? And as a result of that, that's why their values are going down? Well, I don't think that's the case. I really don't. And although I don't agree 100% with any of those companies and their business models, I don't think that they necessarily did anything in particular that should have damaged the value of their stock. Yet, they're getting caught up in this slide. They're being dragged down by something that they have no control over either. Are you starting to get it? Man, I know you're starting to get it. All right, let me hit you with another one. This comes from, did I tell you that last one was from Barron's? If I didn't, it was from Barron's. I want to make sure that the sources that provide me the information that I need are cited, because I actually appreciate the fact that they're reporting what I consider to be legitimate news. They're telling me factual information, not telling me stories designed to try and manipulate my thinking. Investors Business Daily. Man, they've got a couple of headlines out, but here's one that really caught my eye. Federal Reserve meetings S&P 500 impact hinges on one thing, not the taper. And you're going, what does that mean? Okay, well, you have to actually get into the byline to kind of understand what they're talking about. They're saying that this week's Federal Reserve meeting is supposed to be about tapering asset purchases, but the S&P 500 will rise or fall on something else. Oh, what is that something else? What is that? What is that market force that's going to create either a rise or fall on the S&P 500? And do you even know where you're invested? Do you? Because if you're like my buddy that's got that really big 401k that his wife doesn't want him to mess with, but I've shown him on paper how we can take that 401k, we can dispose of it, he's going to pay the taxes, I'm sorry, there's no getting around that. But we do have vendors that can help him avoid the 10% penalty. So he could take a big pile of money and he could start repurposing that into assets that he actually has more control over. Yeah, because even he doesn't necessarily know everything about all the companies that he's invested in through his mutual funds, and whether or not those companies within that mutual fund are traded on the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow, or somewhere else. He doesn't know, because he has given up control of his future because he's so busy working in the here and now. It's true. My concern for you is this. If we're seeing a topping of the market, if we are seeing the maximum limit that the Dow Jones Industrial Average, or possibly even the NASDAQ, by the way, the Dow Jones is currently down 775 points as I speak. The NASDAQ's doing a little better. It's only down 422 points as I speak. If this is the top, and if the market values go down, what then? What's your strategy? What are you going to do? Are you going to be like my buddy who's sitting on a very healthy account balance in his 401k. Oh, by the way, I should probably tell you this. He's in his 40s. He's in his late 40s. And some of you are going, oh, that's good. That's good because he's going to work until he's 60. So this actually could work out well for him because if the market corrects, he just rides it out and he dollar cost averages so that when it finally does come back, he'll have even more and more money. That's possible. That could happen. But what if it doesn't come back? What if it doesn't come back? What if it levels out at a lower level and stays down there for a while? Well, he's dollar cost averaging. It always comes back. Okay. I can look at the stock charts. I get that. It does always come back. The question is when. When? I mean, the correction that we had 18 months ago, that was a massive narrow V. I mean, it dropped, boom, but it came right back. So your opportunity to do anything with dollar cost averaging was insignificant. It was insignificant. Yeah, there were not enough buying opportunities for you to really make any value out of that. See, in order for dollar cost averaging to really work in your behavior, in your favor is what I meant to say, you need that market to get depressed. You need that market to sit down at lower levels so that you can buy additional shares. And then you need that market to eventually come back to a higher price so that when it's time for you to exit that 401k, you'll have your maximum amount of money. But it doesn't work that way. First of all, you cannot time the market. Second of all, even if you are successful doing something like that, and you get to that point in the future where you're going to start taking money out of that 401k, you don't take it all out at once. You take bites here and pieces there. And that money sitting in that 401k, unless you change the investing perspective, is still subject to volatility. Now, a lot of people go, well, that's when you throw it all in bonds. Okay, throw it all in bonds. But here's the bottom line. Once you throw it into bonds, it's never going to grow again. No, look at what bonds return. Look at the inflation rate. Compare the two. Bonds lose because they're too safe. They are too safe. So my advice to you is this. Figure out what's going on with your investments. Make sure you've got a legitimate plan. And I will tell you this. That person that bought the apartment that my daughter just moved into, maybe they have a better plan than you do. When we come back, I'll tell you why.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, my daughter reports that the air conditioning is working correctly. As a matter of fact, once she went over to the leasing office with her list of all the deficiencies in the apartment, the manager said, you know what? We're going to get these taken care of right now. Yeah, that's what they said. And what did they do? They took the handyman off of whatever project that handyman was assigned to work on that morning. And that handyman immediately went over to that property, or excuse me, to that unit, I should say, because he was already on the property. And he started fixing everything that was wrong. So I actually applaud that. I do. I applaud that. I believe that the people that bought that property have told the managers that operate that property, these are our standards. Now, I'm a little perturbed that when my daughter went over on Friday to secure the unit and to drop off her cashier's check and sign the lease and do all the things she was supposed to do, that manager did not go with her to the unit and do that walkthrough. I think that's a functional failure. I really do. And here's why I think it's a functional failure. It's okay to trust people. I am okay with trusting people. But I am very quick to tell you that when I trust people, I also verify. And if I have somebody moving into one of my units, I want to make sure that my interests are represented, because at that point, documentation is filed in accordance with that unit. And some people are not necessarily honest. I'm just here to tell you, that's just the way it works in the world. Not everybody is honest. Some people will try and get over. And if you give them an opportunity to get over, they'll take it. They will take it. So I think the owner of the property where my daughter is now renting kind of messed up. Well, I don't think they kind of messed up. I think they did mess up. Because what they should have done is they should have gone with her to the unit and did the inspection with her. First of all, it would have been a lot faster, because these are the folks that are supposed to know the serviceability of the particular unit. As a matter of fact, there was somebody living in that unit before my daughter signed a lease for that unit. So hopefully they did a move-out inspection. And at that point, they should have identified the deficiencies, and of which there were three health and safety problems with that property that should have never, ever occurred. In other words, my daughter should have never experienced those things when she moved in. The air conditioning, that should have been taken care of. If the guy could fix it that quick this morning, it should have been fixed before she walked into that unit. And the management should have known that. So fail on behalf of the management. Second of all, because of those foundation issues that I mentioned, the window in the bedroom does not close securely. In other words, that's a security breach, as well as a weather effects breach. Yeah, because air can come in and out through there. So they've got to get that remedied. I don't know what they're doing to fix that, but that needs to be resolved. The last part, which is really a major problem, has to do with those five steps that are going up to her unit. Yeah, those, I don't know how the people that bought this property, if they put leverage on it, how that condition got past any inspections. I don't know how that happened, because I will tell you this, if I were elderly and infirmed and I was trying to walk up those stairs, there's a huge threat to my safety by trying to navigate those, because they're all incorrectly laid. They're all incorrectly poured. They're incorrectly attached. There's a lot of problems there. And the reason they need to address this problem is not because I'm going to go there and I'm going to fall and hurt myself and sue them, because that's I'm not a litigious guy. But there are litigious people out there that will do exactly that, that will look for a chink in the armor, so to speak, and they will try to exploit it. So that particular property owner, I mean, they really need to get on it. They need to get on it, because what they have done is they have purchased an asset that probably is going to make them some very good income, as well as allow them to grow their wealth in that asset as they go through that asset and repurpose it. Now, I don't agree with what they're doing right now to get things started, but then again, it's not my apartment complex. I am not calling the shots. I'm just the guy on the sidelines Monday morning quarterbacking it. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm Monday morning quarterbacking it. And the point I want to make with you is this. If you are the one that owned this apartment community and you were educated on how to correctly acquire the property, remediate the property, get this property back into service so that it is providing the most functional, serviceable units in the inventory out there, it's going to cause a couple of things to happen. First of all, you're going to get good results. Second of all, your residents are going to get good results. Third of all, the community is going to get good results because all of a sudden now you've created this beautiful place out of a place that everybody thought was an eyesore. Yeah. Now compare that to being in the stock market today. See, the people that own this apartment community, once we brought this stuff to their attention, it got on their radar. Now, maybe it was never on their radar, or maybe it just got pushed a little higher up in their priority list. Maybe they knew all these things needed to be done. They just didn't have the available time to get them done. But if they are focused on correctly remediating this property and bringing back the former glory days that this property used to have, this property is going to do some great things for a lot of people. It's going to be a win-win situation. Compared to the stock market, we don't know what's going on. We don't know. Here's what I know. I know that over the past 4 weeks, the NASDAQ has adjusted downward in value. It has. It's gone down almost 5% in value. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute, Al, you just said it was only down like, I don't know, 400 points today. Well, that's today. That's just today. See, it started this trend 4 weeks ago. And for the past 3 weeks, it's been trending downward up until the point where we got to today, where the market forces just said, you know what, the NASDAQ, it's not worth what it was worth 4 weeks ago. It's worth what it's worth now. And it doesn't matter what you try to do to change that. You can't change that. But if you own that apartment complex that my daughter is living in, and you find out that there's a problem, you have the ability to affect that. You have the ability to affect change. And that's really the root of what I'm trying to share with you. Two different investing strategies. One that is like, hey, just throw your money in. It's all hands off. You got somebody who's, you know, hopefully being a good steward of your money. And you're playing in a realm where market forces control everything. Versus getting involved with real estate, where you have absolute control over your asset. You have absolute control over whether or not you choose to buy that asset and when you choose to buy it. See, when you're throwing money in your 401k, it's everything's on auto program. It's like buy it or sell it or whatever your financial planner tells you to do in that stock fund, right? Or whatever you're invested in. Yeah, it all just happens in the background. And, you know, hopefully you wake up and, you know, you look at your account and it's not, you know, you don't feel like you're Fred Sanford having the big one. You guys remember that? What was the name of that show? Anyway, I'm digressing. Sanford and Sons, that's what it's called. Real estate investing allows you to control your investment asset. It allows you to position that asset for greatness in the economy. It allows you to create a great living experience for people that desperately desire it. And with real estate, you don't necessarily wake up in the morning and find out that your investments have dropped literally 5% over the last 4 weeks. No, you don't find that out. What you find is that real estate tends to be much more stable. Now, there have been times where real estate values have gone down, but usually that's because the government has been manipulating something that we have no control over. Now, we will never have ultimate control over our government. That's just the way it is, okay? It's just the craziness of the way our government works. But for you to achieve the results you're trying to achieve, you need to stop doing what you're doing. You need to get off of auto program, and you need to get into deliberate planning and deliberate investing. We'll show you the correct way to do all this stuff. All you have to do is go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get yourself signed up for one of our free workshops. Let's get you going.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.